This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. This year is the 30th anniversary of the discovery of so-called cold fusion, now called low-energy nuclear reactions, or LENR. It was discovered by two scientists, Fleischmann and Pons, at the University of Utah, Salt Lake, in 1989. And since then, since that discovery, the Department of Energy has conspired with hot fusion scientists and, more recently, all of the internet providers, Wikipedia, Google, and so on, to cover up the truth about cold fusion, which provides a very cost-efficient way to produce excess heat. Cold fusion, it's the wrong name. It doesn't really happen. It's not really cold, and it's not necessarily fusion, at least not in the way that the traditional, you know, standard model physics describes atomic fusion. There is clearly some nuclear event taking place, but it's not classical fusion. What it does is it produces excess heat, usually in water, but it can also produce excess heat in gas, like a deuterium gas, for example. And it does this by fusing, well, typically heavy water molecules together to produce energy as a byproduct, as well as helium-4, typically as a byproduct. There are different approaches to so-called cold fusion, i.e. LENR, and they have been meticulously reproduced in hundreds of laboratories around the world since then, including labs funded and run by Toyota, Texas A&M University. There was a scientist there who, a tenured scientist, a chemist, I believe, who reproduced the experiments in great detail. And of course, the university tried to attack him and launched an investigation and ultimately cleared him. Anybody who dares to research this phenomenon is attacked, slandered, smeared, and defunded. So we talk about Google censorship today and text censorship and the Wikipedia smears of naturopaths today. That same thing has been going on for decades in the realm of cold fusion, for decades. And the Department of Energy ran a lot of this smear effort because the Department of Energy, of course, is, well, the people who work there are making a lot of money funding so-called hot fusion. And hot fusion is, you know, the big fusion power plants that are being constructed like ITER in France right now. Hot fusion is the classic way to generate electricity by fusing elements together in a plasma form that's held by very strong magnetic fields. And so far to date, at least with the information that's publicly available, there has not been a single success in the realm of hot fusion. There have been hundreds of billions of dollars put into hot fusion, funded by governments, including the United States and France and the UK and Germany and others, Japan and so on, China even. And to date, not a single hot fusion power plant has produced not even one calorie of excess heat. Well, at least not that we know publicly. Maybe it's happened in private. And the estimates are that, based on current research and funding levels, that it will be the year 2060 before hot fusion ever works. Well, cold fusion was working in 1989, and the system covered it up, and they smeared all the scientists. And what's really fascinating is that, believe it or not, Google, the same search engine that is an anti-knowledge search engine, Google covers up human knowledge. They suppress human knowledge, just like Wikipedia. Google has been funding cold fusion research. Of course, they don't call it cold fusion, but Google's put a lot of money in a lot of different directions, including, you know, robotic systems and drones and automation systems, artificial intelligence, lots of things. One of those areas is cold fusion. So they're suppressing publicly the very same topic that they are researching or at least funding with millions of dollars of research money. That tells you something. So cold fusion heats water. Cold fusion can replace a significant portion of fossil fuels in terms of just generating heat. Cold fusion can produce heat for industrial applications, warehouses, offices, as well as farm and agricultural uses. You'd be astonished how much heat how much fossil fuel is used by farms to produce heat. You know, just to heat the barns and to process food and things like that. There's a lot of fossil fuel that's consumed in agriculture every year. It's huge. Well, cold fusion produces excess heat, and so it can replace all the fossil fuels, the natural gas, the oil, and so on, that's used to generate heat. Now, cold fusion, it only generates, even though the efficiency of it is thousands of times greater than any kind of chemical reaction, maybe millions of times greater, it still is a very small amount of excess heat. In one experiment, for example, it produced about 35 Celsius over the expected temperature for a vessel that was maybe 4 liters in size. So 35 degrees Celsius is a big deal in this experiment. It's proof that it works, but it's not thousands of degrees. You know, this is not hot fusion. So it's a subtle type of heat producer. So it can only be used in areas that need slow, steady heat, like heating a building or heating a pool, for example. It cannot produce high amperage electricity in the way that hot fusion is supposed to do. But you could use cold fusion to boil water. And then the water, of course, could drive steam turbines, which is how nuclear power plants work, to produce electricity from the turbines. You know, generators, essentially. If you can turn the generator, you have current. So cold fusion could be used in that way if it can be scaled up to a large enough level. The reason I mention all this is because as I've grown older, the more I've come to realize that all the institutions of our world, academia, government, search engines, and big tech, they are all conspiring to suppress human knowledge, not to promote it, not to preserve it, not to share it. And this is true in areas of organics and natural health, nutrition, disease prevention, just as it is in cold fusion. Google, for example, they have now altered all their search suggestions to put out suggestions that are anti-organic. If you start typing in something like organics is, the autocomplete search suggestion will say a lie. Like organics is a lie. Like that's what Google suggests to you. So whether you're searching for the truth about vaccines or cancer or organic food or nutrition or the dangers of pharmaceuticals or dangers of fluoride or aspartame, all the Google search suggestions now are designed to destroy human knowledge and cover up the truth. It's programmed to do that. It's all deliberate. It's all by design. And the same thing's true with cold fusion. And then Wikipedia comes in to support all of that by further destroying human knowledge. Wikipedia should be labeled a work of fiction. It's all fiction. Everything on there is designed to crush the truth about history, the truth about physics, the truth about medicine, food, nutrition, everything else. And that's the world in which we live now. It's a world of anti-knowledge by the establishment. And the real knowledge can only be found through independent sources. The real knowledge is suppressed. Real knowledge is censored. And we are a source of real knowledge. And we're going to be covering, by the way, low-energy nuclear reactions in more detail at science.news. That's one of the websites we publish, science.news and discoveries.news and many others. So be sure to check those out and check out my main website, naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Just understand that anything that you get from a university or from Google or from Wikipedia or from the Department of Energy or any government office, any of those things are probably coordinated lies or suppression of human knowledge. So the sooner you understand that, the more quickly you can find real knowledge, which is becoming incredibly scarce and more difficult to find by design. We also have a search engine called goodgopher.com. So check that out. And thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Learn about the benefits of cacao, cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition. HealthRangerStore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, HealthRangerStore.com is where you find it.